I don't know how many bendings this thing's up to, but it seems like when one of us gets a hold of it, we bend it different than the other one, and then it's all over the place. Good morning, church. As I was sitting there listening to what was going on this morning, I realized why the Lord held this message off a week. We needed to hear what Matt had to say last week about our phenomenal God, about how phenomenal God is. I've entitled our lesson today, Living in the Light. We're going to be talking about Jesus as the light of the world and about how we let our lights shine. And I think that God's timing is really important. Thank you, Paul, for sharing that. That was awesome. John 2:10 says, "Whoever loves his brother lives in the light." So you all know that darkness is the absence of light. There's no light when it's dark. If any of you have ever been in a completely dark place where there is no light at all, you know how dark that is. I've been in caves where you can't see anything. You can't see your hand even, right? You can't see anything moving at all. It's just total darkness. And we're going to see from the Word of God today that to be in that kind of darkness, there's a total absence of light. So if you're walking in darkness, you don't have any light at all. And so we're going to be looking at that today. And I've noticed as I get older that I need more light. I love it that we got the lights fixed in the church here. It's easy for me to see and read now. When I'm at work, I have to have more light to see what I'm doing. I don't know, something with age, maturity, I guess, that it takes a little more light to see. So I like living in the light. And I think by the end of our lesson today, you'll all like it as well. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I thank you for the light. Thank you that you are the light of the world and that you've called us to live in the light, to walk in the light, to be a light to the world. Father, you just light up everything. Your radiance and your love fills us with light. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. So we're going to be starting today in 1 John chapter 1. So if you would turn with me to 1 John chapter 1. Or just look at the screen that Julie has up. You don't have to turn to it. And starting at verse 5. And in my NIV translation, this section is titled Walking in the Light. So this is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him, yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word has no place in our lives. And I want to just go right on down through into John 2, beginning there with verse 3. It says, We know that we have come to know him if we obey his commands. The man who says, I know him, but does not do what he commands is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But if anyone obeys his word, God's love is truly made complete in him. If anyone obeys, this is how we know we are in him. Whoever claims to live in him must walk as Jesus did. Dear friends, I'm not writing you a new command, but an old one, which you have had since the beginning. This old command is the message that you have heard, yet I'm writing you a new command. Its truth is seen in him and you, because the darkness is passing and the true light is already shining. Anyone who claims to be in the light but hates his brother is still in darkness. Whoever loves his brother lives in the light, and there is nothing in him to make him stumble. But whoever hates his brother is in the darkness and walks around in the darkness. He does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded him. I write to you, dear children, because your sins have been forgiven on account of his name. I write to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you have overcome the evil one. I write to you, dear children, because you have known the Father. I write to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God lives in you. You have overcome the evil one. Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For everything in the world, the cravings of sinful man, the lust of his eyes, and the boasting of what he has and does, comes not from the Father, but from the world. The world and its desires pass away, but the man who does the will of God lives forever. So, light and darkness, they're two different things, opposites, I guess you could say. And when you're walking in darkness, there's no light. There's nothing there. There's no light to light your way. So the word of God here says that if we walk in darkness, we stumble because we can't see where we're going. And that's what happens when I don't have enough light. I stumble with what I'm trying to do. I can't see what I'm doing right. So I wear a headlight a lot now. I do plumbing as well. So when I get in vanities and stuff where there's no light, I have to put a little headlight on so I can see what I'm hooking up. I used to just grope around and do it when I was young, and can't do that anymore. So it's amazing how important the light is to us. And if you think about that and the way you live for the Lord, living in the light is the most important thing that we can do. Let's flip over to John chapter 8 now. John 8, verse 12. You know what? I missed one. While we're right there, I got to go back to Ephesians. Ephesians 5. Let's get it while we're right here. Ephesians chapter 5 is also talking about the light. I want to begin with verse 8. It says, "For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, and find out what pleases the Lord." So verse 10 here says we need to find out what pleases the Lord, learn what pleases him, and how to walk in obedience to him. "Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible. For it is light that makes everything visible. This is why it is said, "Wake up, O sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. So we're going to quit there at verse 16. We were once all in darkness, weren't we? Before we realized that Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. I remember singing that song as a youngster. It's probably one of the first songs I learned in a Mennonite church. And you'd learn to live by that, to know that Jesus loves you, that he cares about you, and that we don't have to walk in the darkness, but can walk in the light. Now we'll go to John chapter 8. In John 8, verse 12, it says, "When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, 'I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.'" So Jesus is the light of the world. He lights it up for us, doesn't he? So we don't have to walk in darkness. We can walk in the light all the time that we're walking with him. In Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 to 16, talking about salt and light here. I'm actually going to start in verse 13 there. It says, "You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled by men. You are the light of the world." So not only is Jesus the light of the world, but you are also. We are his light here on earth. "A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven." So did you ever get up on a really dark night when there's no moon at all, and you wake up and you look around, you can't see anything. It's total darkness. But you light a light, see where you're going, and all the darkness flees. When the light comes on, the darkness flees. It can't live in the light. So that's why we are the light of the world. Now I want to go flip over to Acts, if you would. Acts chapter 13. I'll get there eventually. This gives you a little time to think about what's been said already. Acts 13, 46 through 52. "Then Paul and Barnabas answered him boldly, 'We had to speak the word of God to you first, since you reject it and do not consider yourselves worthy of eternal life. We now turn to the Gentiles, for this is what the Lord has commanded us. I have made you a light for the Gentiles, but that you may bring salvation to the ends of the earth.' When the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and honored the word of the Lord. And all who were appointed for eternal life believed. The word of the Lord spread through the whole region, But the Jews incited the God-fearing women of high standing and the leading men of the city. They stirred up persecution against Paul and Barnabas and expelled them from their region. So they shook the dust from their feet in protest against them. And they went to Iconium, and the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit. So in verse 47 there, he says, I have made you a light to the Gentiles. So we're made a light to the world, to the people around us, that you may bring salvation to the ends of the earth. And you've heard me say that before the Lord comes, his word will be to the whole world. Everyone will hear of Jesus before the coming of the Lord, before he actually comes to take us home. And being a Gideon for 30 years, I learned all the different countries that we're in, and I think there's 17 countries that the Gideons still are not into yet. So it'll just be a short time before the Lord returns. And during that time, he wants us to be a light. He wants us to light up the world for him. I want to finish up down in Ephesians today, in chapter 4. I should have just read this one while I was there, but I have it at the end instead of in the middle. So just to flip over to Ephesians 4:17, I want to read a few verses there as we close up. These are entitled in my Living as Children of Light. It says, so I tell you this and insist on it in the Lord, that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do in the futility of their thinking. They are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts. Having lost all sensitivity, they have given themselves over to sensuality so as to indulge in every kind of impurity with a continual lust for more. You, however, did not come to know Christ that way. Surely you heard of him and were taught in him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. And as I was reading these verses, I was reminded about, Larry brought a letter and shared with me this morning how even godly people are being deceived into believing the lie that homosexuality is something that we need to pay attention to and agree with. The Bible strongly opposes that. But it's just Satan is deceiving people into believing that it's the truth, into believing that God loves them even though they're like that. But the scripture is full of different passages of talking about how sinful and awful it is. And so we need to learn to stand up for our rights as Christians, stand up for the Word of God, and share the truth with people who don't believe. It says, you were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. I'm in verse 25 now. Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to his neighbor, for we are all members of one body. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. Do not give the devil a foothold. He who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work, doing something useful with his own hands, that he may have something to share with those in need. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. So in all of these verses, it tells us how to live as children of light. And it tells us that we are the light of the world, just as Jesus, when he was here, was the light of the world. You've heard me talk about his radiant, about God's radiance. When Moses would go up on the mountain to meet with the Lord, he would come back down with his face aglow with the radiance of God. And I think that's something that we as Christians should have, that glow about us, that people can see that we are Christians. They'll know by the way we act that we love the Lord. And so that's just a little bit about from God's Word about living as children of light. So as you go this week, live as children of light. Walk in the light. Live in the light. And do what God asks you to do. If any of you have needs this morning, Jesse and I will be here to pray with you. If there's anyone here who has never accepted the Lord and you'd like to do that this morning, we want to give opportunity for that as well. So as we close up today, come if you need to.